election, God's foreknowledge, predestination, foreordination. Paul tells the church at Ephesus that God predestinated us in Christ before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Think of it. Predestinated us in Christ before the foundation of the world. What are we worried about then?
Right.
Get away from the worry. We're just the happiest creatures you've ever seen.
Yes,
we see here plainly the complete secret of our lives and journey and death and where we go after we die.
Hallelujah.
Predestination is in plain view here. The stages of the eternal purpose He had in His secret has now been revealed.
Yes,
be eternal with Him at the beginning. The eternal life that you had is thought of what you was. Only He wanted you to, He wanted me to stand in the pulpit, say, He wanted you to set the seat tonight. Then we are serving His eternal purpose.
Hallelujah.
And the one that left home only come to the earth to serve His purpose.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Then after it's finished, it's brought back in a glorified state.
I believe when God sent the message, He had every category of His children under consideration. I am desiring to bring to you that you didn't begin when your mother and father had you. I'm desiring to show you existed before there was an atom or molecule. Before they had a heaven and an earth, you were always part of the eternal God. Too many times we look at our life right here and we become depressed. We don't have a job, we don't have food, we have problems with the children. But if you can see yourself from back there, the light affliction is only for a moment because you are called unto eternal glory.
here with us. Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Oh.
Give God a hand of praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, kept the weather good today that we could all be out here. Thank you, little patients. They had some water in the grave there, so they got the pump and the water is out, so everything is in condition that we can begin. We thank God for the anointed singing by the grace of God. Amen. You know, that's what singing does in the spirit. And when you sing in the spirit and you sing with the understanding, it lifts you up. Amen. Prison doors start to move back from you. Amen. Chains begin to fall off of you. Is not that what happened in Acts 16? They were just singing. Their back was beaten. It seemed like there were a lot of excuses why they shouldn't sing. It seemed like they could have been discouraged. But Paul looked at Silas. He says, Silas, let us unleash these weapons here. They think they search us and take everything. But we have some other weapons, the weapons of praise and thanksgiving, to give God glory and honor. And before you know it, the place in the prison begin to get smoky, their feet in stocks, their hand here, but they lift it as high as they could lift it. Amen. Might have chained their hand, but the spirit was way up. They couldn't chain. Glory be to God. And when and I'm sure it didn't say what song they were singing, but it had to be something that have a power. Amen. To transform that condition. Because that is where God sent them in the belly of the beast. Amen. The Roman power put them in there. Not real thinking they're doing them an injustice, but they really brought them in close to the Philippian jailer to get he and his family out. Amen. You talk about divine strategy. You talk about how tactical God is. You think when they think that they're having the victory, oh my God, what's the God in New Testament and is willing to take them stripes? Amen. So they can achieve the objective. They wasn't looking for an easy road because no greater was he inside of them than he in that Roman system. Glory be to God in the highest. I trust that you let loose your praise and your thanksgiving this evening. Amen. Because God is mighty. He is almighty. He is great. He is supreme. Glory be to God in the highest. Oh my, listen to the words of the prophet a little while ago, talking about predestination and foreknowledge, the secret of our lives in journey and death and where we go after we die. Oh my, it's been opened up to us. Glory be to God. Did you know God saw you in glorification? Bible says those he foreknew, he predestinated. Those he predestinated, them he called. Those he called, he justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Before the foundation of the world, he saw you in glorification. Do you realize you'd have to come from Elohim, you have to drop, bypass the sixth dimension. Come down here in an earthly sex-born body, the devil's pest house. Amen. To make that earthly journey, to be tried and tested and proven to be an overcomer. Then from these three dimensions, you leave the pest house here. You go to the sixth dimension. You have the body waiting at your bypass. Glory be to God. Come back in the resurrection and pick up that mortal body that we are putting on here this evening. It is to be raised an immortal body. It is sown in weakness, it is to be raised in power. Glory be to God. So think of it. Look at, you talk about journey. We are on a journey from the mind of God to these three dimensions, to the sixth dimension, to come back here, then to go to the marriage supper, then to go to the future home. Oh my, the millennium and the future home. Oh, we have a lot of road to cover ahead of us, but we're in a good place. Hallelujah! We are traveling the road conscious, aware, sensitive. And the great joy about this is that he goes with us. He goes with us. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. As Israel journeyed from Egypt to Canaan, that light was hanging there. Oh man, the word from the head, the light was coming down into Moses, and Moses was speaking, and the church was moving with God in step. Oh man, when we see the pattern, we'd have to guess what is happening. We can understand that he's the same yesterday and today and forever. When he brought them into that land, he himself said, "No, I am come as the captain. I was leader and guide, but now I come as the captain to take the headship over the body, the intelligence to lead them into possession of all that he had planned for them." Let's say a word of prayer as we have a short few moments with you. Then we will enter the body. Then we'll have the wreath laying ceremony. And we know he doesn't just put wreaths on a grave. A wreath is like for the overcomers. And when we lay these things there, we lay conscious that this is a warrior who fought, who overcome, who was mighty in battle. Amen. When you see this down in Chile, look where Chile is. They come out and they had a special part of the service for him. Then in Kenya, they had a special part for him. Then in Zimbabwe, in Harare, they had a special part for him. I'm saying, why is all these people doing this? What is really going on here? And because we didn't even know these things. We didn't even know that, you know, he's touching lives in the background. He's meeting people. We all there for the same reason and purpose in the trip, but we were different set of people. And then when the time comes, they just feel compelled. No, they want to do this. They want to send something to let us know. And different ones giving testimony. So God be good and may it encourage you this evening that you're not walking in vain. You don't have to look to the world for attention. The bride around the world sees you. The bride around the world can be disappointed many times. If they see, they say, "Where's that one?" They ask us many times when we travel. We've not seen that one in the seat. We've not seen this one here. It's a long time we didn't see this one. Is something wrong? Why this one not here? Say, well, you know, some that been in the hospital. It's a battle. Some get wounded. The medics are tending to them right now. But they're going to patch them and get them back out to the battle. Amen. Because of war. You know, you have all of this in warfare. And sometimes it's not, you can't fight. Sometimes shrapnel flying. And you're in the wrong place. Amen. You're not sensitive to what is going on here. You're kind of picnic atmosphere when it's a battle zone you're in. So just keep conscious and God will bless you. God is moving you into such a realms in this hour. Let us pray. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every good and perfect gift, in whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. Great is thy faithfulness, O God. We are so thankful that your mercies are new every morning. And we are so thankful that you are God over every situation, know every condition, dear God. Your Holy Spirit has moved on and spread your wings. Oh God, are over your people, Lord. And everything, oh God, comes, Lord, under divine subjection. Lord, your people and their souls get aligned with the Holy Spirit and this divine alignment, dear God. Lord, receiving the streams of grace, bathing down into their souls, into their hearts, illuminating the mind, making them sensitive of your nearness. And Lord, bring us all into one mind and one accord, that in times like these, Father, Lord God, we'll look back one day as the film will go and rewind, and we'll begin to see at each junction how we was able to stand united, at each junction how we was able, Lord, to find the inspiration in the Bible for what we are facing, dear God. Because the same way you deal, Lord, with the church age, Lord God, you deal with the local churches, because those local churches representing an age. It's a local minister representing an angel for an age. Oh God, and we know the words of your prophet. If we believe in the angel of the Lord and the angel of the age, then we can believe in the angel of the church. Oh God, we know the battle and the victory, oh God, is to believe them who God sent. Oh God, and he says, "The Father sent me, so send I you." You send Elijah to us. You send your word to us when Elijah already gone off the scene. But Lord, then you send others, Father. Lord God, men can rise up with the word amongst us, Lord, and preach the word and inspire the hearts of the people and rally them around your person and your divine presence. We pray this evening, let your Holy Spirit, Lord, bring such sweet, Lord, joys in the heart, such a settled spirit, oh God. Cause the faith to be quickened on the inside, cause the vision to be focused and become clear. Lord God, we thank you, Father. Lord God, you are present here, the way maker. Oh God, Lord, the one who makes a way where there seems to be no way. Your works in ways we cannot see. Oh God, and that's how you show your power and your grace. You let things happen. Lord, to manifest who you are and what you are, that we can have the blessed assurance and the confidence as we follow you. Take full and complete control now. Settle every heart. And as we would speak a few words before we put the remains, the body, Lord God, the pest house, Lord, sown it in weakness, that'll be raised an incorruptible body. So in that natural body, we raise a spiritual body. Oh, God, because the one who lived in that body was considered in redemption, was a divine attribute of yours. Oh, Father, you serve your purpose. And because you serve your purpose, there should be a resurrection. Not just our testimony, but the testimony of so many, Father, that have given witness, a cloud of witnesses. And we thank you for these things. Now have your blessed way in the almighty and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So he's so wonderful. And we thank God for his nearness. I want to just read a little bit of Job here, 19. You know, Job is a book where God asks him, where were you, Job, when the morning stars sang together? And God wanted to show Job, your problem is not on earth. Job said, man born of woman in a few days. But he's saying, like he told Jeremiah, before you was forming your mother's womb, I knew you. I sanctify you. I ordain you to be a prophet. And this day I set you over the nations. God works by foreknowledge. We just work by knowledge. And we just work by hindsight. Because many times we don't have foresight to see what is coming and what is happening. So when that comes now, you look back and say, shoulda, woulda, and coulda. I coulda do something more. I shoulda do this. I had an opportunity and I missed it. Because you're not walking in that consciousness. Because in the humanistic realm, sometimes you're not in the humanistic realm and you does not know you're in the humanistic realm. See? Because it's normal for you just to be in the humanistic realm. You're born in the humanistic realm. But it's different when you come in the realm of revelation, like we was in the service today. When the Spirit begins to show those things in the Word, yeah, you realize. Look how Peter and saw Moses, saw Elijah, saw Jesus glorified, saw Moses and in theophany, they in this flesh body here. And when Jesus, that body died on the cross, none of them, after he already told them and take them there, so it will give them something to stand and be victorious there, they all forsook him. He himself had to go back and find them and regather them, open the scriptures, open the ones, and teach them. Though they were following him, though they were what considered the believers of the day, they're following Elijah and the Son of Man. But look at the shallowness of the concept. See? And then we see again how when he appeared to Peter in that glorified body, and he stood there, and Peter is watching and saying, this is what we saw momentarily. When Moses and Elijah was here on the mountain. Oh my God. Look at him standing here. And they realize, this is not the one that sat in the boat and fish in the mortal body that had to taste death. But this one is the mighty conqueror. Yeah. This is the one who say, I have the keys of death and hell. This is the one who overcome the grave, standing there with them and showing that the devil's pest house that we have and we are in, when we look and see what he achieved and display a body that can have no sickness, no old age, no death, nothing. Everything is gone. He no longer look like 50, standing up there and tired in the boat and trying to sleep and hold on to the pillow and hungry by the tree and all these things. And, you know, they saw the mighty conqueror. They saw the Satan bruiser, the woman seed that bruises, and the one that took over the keys, the one that was now getting them in condition to receive the quickening power, moved them into the upper room, that he now, through his death and resurrection, can replicate himself. Now he has a church. Now it's not just one Jesus, it's a whole church. And everywhere they went, there's added and there's multiplying, and men carrying the word is dying out. And the word was increasing, the people was increasing. And I tell you, the word increased and multiplied in the book of Acts, in the places where they went. And then before you know it, all from Jerusalem all the way to Rome, they was calling the eternal city the Romans, and Caesar sitting down there like a god. And God tell Paul, you must bear witness of me in Rome. I need you in Rome. Go in Rome. He never started the Roman church. It was Andronicus and Junius. But they was out of his ministry, and they went for there. And then when he told them the news, told Paul the news, later on Paul write the gospel of Romans. It's put first after the book of Acts. Because that book tells us, by one man, sin came into the world. In Adam, we all died. By one man, he brought us into condemnation, the world into condemnation. But by another Adam. By another Adam. The first Adam is of the earth, earthy. But the last Adam is the Lord from heaven. A quickening spirit. Glory be to God. And this one who came, you know, was now coming to make them beneficiaries of what he achieved on their behalf. Because if the testator is not dead, then the will can come into effect. Your father make a will for you, and you want to cash it in, and you want to get the money, and you want to drive, get the car, and you want to get the house. But the father ain't dead yet. The will can't go into effect. But through the death of the testator, the testament, the last will and testament come into effect. Glory be to God in the highest. So that's a great thing. So know and understand that same resurrected one, he appeared in the cloud in the last days. The cloud was turned to the right, and we see it was the same Jesus. We saw the ministry of the Son of Man being revealed. He projected his life, and that ministry reincarnated in William Branham. We saw the same healing revival, only greater, because in this day the thing was global. That's right. Back in Jesus' age in Palestine, he feed 5,000, 7,000 of these things. You know, he healed multitudes and these things. But in this day, you are like 350,000 people down there. One prayer, 7 truckload of wheelchairs, 25,000 healed, 30,000 saved. In Bombay, we see the things that happened there. Oh, my. Nearly 500,000 people inside that place. They're all in the street everywhere. And they're so far from where he's standing. But when that prayer goes out, because it was foreordained, it was a divine appointment, the messenger had to go into all the ancient civilizations. Africa, the land of the witchcraft and these things. The dark continent is called. India, the land of 33 million gods. See, Mexico, Catholicism, and all these Aztecs and Incas and all these things, all ancient civilization. Then it comes to Canada, Germany, United States, modern day civilization, high, scientific. He shook science. He shook the medical world. Everything ancient and modern civilization. And the word went out to know that the ministry of Jesus Christ was reincarnated in the last days. Not just with the miracles, but with the teaching, with the opening of the word. My, and then look at us down in Trinidad here. Look in the 70s, just like the prophecy went forth, and this message will be guided and directed to the predestined seed, wherever they are. And that word came down in tape and book form. It dropped into hands. I was going to Tibet, and I hear the tape. I read the books. And then I realized, oh my God, this is the thing I was looking for. I knew I craving, like the boy craving sulfur. But he said, why are you craving? He said, I don't know what I'm craving. Heating up all the erasers in the sister pencil. She cried, Daddy, heat up all the rubber in the pencil. Oh, yeah. He said, relax. You have a deficiency, something. We can't really doctor and check it out. Next thing now, you buy the bicycle for the little boy. He come and eat off all the pedal in the bicycle. He realized this is a bigger portion of sulfur. When the doctor examined him, they said the boy craving sulfur. The deep was calling to a deep. He couldn't explain the formula for sulfur and the chemicals in the body and all these things. He couldn't explain all that. He didn't have that knowledge. But you know, when I eat it, I know there's the thing I'm calling for. When I eat it, there's the thing that's satisfying the inside man. So by God's grace, these are the things. Look at a little girl picture. I used it the last time I was here in the cemetery. I just say it and finish. They were telling about Paul's birth today. There's the driver here. There's the man. There's the man that's driving the white pigeon, the bluebird. And we're flying, coming in hot LT. We're coming with speed, you know, and she in the back and he's like, hold that baby. We are getting the air. You're not going to have it in this car. Because me and Stephen own midwife. We ain't ready for that yet. You hold it. Amen. And then finally, God work everything out. Like the angels as holy winds, God hold everything. Everything come under divine subjection. And he was born. But as I was telling about the birth there, you see, as I say, a father and mother could produce a body, not a soul. The soul is God's attribute, God's eternal thought. And God have a time and season because he choose sovereignly the age and time where we're going to come, the country we're going to live in, the language we would speak, the color we will be, everything about us. We had no choice in this. Nobody had a choice whether to be male or female. Nobody had a choice whether to be white or black or red or yellow or whatever, brown. Nobody had a choice in these things. Nobody had a choice which age they want to live in, whether you want to live in Moses' time or Jeremiah time or Jesus' time. Nobody had a choice. God chose all of this for you. And the reason God didn't give you a choice, because God have a purpose that he will intercept you and reveal to you in the course of your earthly journey to bring you into fellowship with who he is, who you are, where you came from, what is your purpose here, and then you will know he is with you, walking with you every day. I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end. So, watch this. I had a sperm. I married my wife. I want children. We had, and God give conception. So my sperm went now into the world of the womb of my wife. You catching that? The building site for the tabernacle that he is going to come and dwell in is appointed to be in the womb of my wife. So she had part of the material, I had part of the material. And when the material come together by a law of conception, then cell upon cell upon cell, and a tabernacle is being built. A body is being prepared because one is coming, an attribute of God. And that attribute of God now, he have an allotted time to stay in the womb. 9 months. To come from conception to an embryo, to a fetus, to a little body. And then the time come now, when that is to come out, it must come by a law of water, the water bag burst, the sure blood, and then life coming now into the tabernacle. Water, blood, and spirit to bring him out from that world that he was living in for 9 months and had to make an appointed time to make the exit from that world. Now, on the outside is doctors who understand these mysteries of conception, growth, and development, have a name for every stage, right? Like fetus and embryo and all these things. They have a name for every stage. And then they know when the sure blood comes, they say, no, you're just spotting. Yeah, something. You ain't ready to go in only, but I just said. But when it's time now, they know the water bag burst. Water just comes first, then blood. What's the pattern? What is happening? The child is living in one world. In that world, he can't play football. Yeah, no, it ain't no gold post inside of there. He have skills. He have to compute all kind of things, thinking in a certain way, right? It didn't have no laptop inside of there. All of what he is developing, like the eagle in the egg. This fell inside the eggshell, that's the first world. And inside the eggshell, he growing talons, he growing beak, he growing wing, he getting feathers. But it has nothing there to hunt. And in that world, he shut up from a bigger world. But when the time come now, and that beak begin to grow out, the crave in him is he want his world to be enlarged. It was good when he had a little eagle sperm. But when he come out eagle now, he want to break through the defenses, the barriers that restrict him and confine him to live in that world. So then he begin to break and push. And a crack start to come in the wall that shuts him in. And that eagle eye now begin to see things in another world it couldn't see in there. So you understand, he have equipment to look into a world that was previously unseen. Now he's coming into that world that is becoming visible, telling him it's time for exodus, to leave this dwelling place and go to another world. So when he looks up, he see a dog run past. He looks so he see the sun come up. He see trees out there and birds singing. He said, what is this? I never see this in the world I in. Before that time, until that break, that seal, what seal, I mean, that seal start to open. And a vision now is coming to see what the seal hid. The seal had sealed up something. But now, in time and season, it's coming to him. So he goes there now, and he's seen this world. Well, every time he sees something new, it motivates him to push a little harder, to break through a little more. When he come out so, the guy realized now, he on a mountaintop. He in a nest. A bigger world than that world. And he looked and said, Do I have to go back there? I don't want to go back there. I don't want to go back in that old small world. I couldn't see nothing. Look at things I could see. You see the sunrise. You see the morning star. You see the sun setting at the evening time, the evening light. You see the rainbow in the sky, the seven colors. You see the lamb out there feeding. My, you see the trees bearing the fruit, showing the time and season that they end. Oh, this guy's getting revelation here. But he getting fed all the time. And then one day, he said, the second pull is over, Jack, your first pull is over. Time now. And you get thrown out the nest. Yeah. When you get thrown out the nest now, you think now, I behave good, what do to deserve this? I do nothing to deserve this. I live in a good life with all this disruption in my life now. You told me you want to kill me. He says, no, up till now, you ain't discover the reality of the equipment inside of you. You might get knowledge about it, but you ain't start to operate in it yet. And this is the kind of exercise to make it operative. And when the guy, you know, trying to set the wings, set your wings, and you try and do something, set it, and, you know, keep your eyes focused and don't get nervous. And he try and take the instruction, but it's all new to him. So the next thing, he's going down and he's going to flap up. Only to realize the mama could fly faster than he could fall. Oh, my, she get don't get bring him back up. See? But like the same in the womb. While that baby's forming that world, like we in this world, we was in God's loins. We was in God's loins. We was God's attribute. And then the first expression we get into this world. And we get into this world, we know nothing about the sixth dimension. All we see in this world is the world we know. Motocardes, drugs here, churches here, false religion here, entertainment, sport, war, famine, pestilence, all kind of chaos. We in this kind of world. What kind of world are we born into? What's going on? See? But we have our appointed time to come out to leave this world. The same way we come into this world, we have appointed time to leave this world. We had a arrival and we have a departure. Oh my. And then when the time comes now to leave this world, we are not just heading nowhere. Because in the other world, they know you are in earth in journey. And they know your allotted time is coming to an end in the earth. Because we know it's a lot of time. The Jews are back in the homeland. The world is in seven. The church in Laodicea. The Son of Man has been revealed. The seventh seal has been opened. The bride is called to the system. She's been prepared for rapture in faith. So we know the time is about to run out. The Jews want to build the third temple. And it's all kind of pressures and these things going on. The world is shaking with earthquakes and all kinds of different things. So we know it's exit time. We know it's departure time. We've seen the flashing red lights that identifying it is time to go. Leaving is in our mind. Oh my. Glory be to God. And then that baby now, when he has to exit this world, he must leave by water, blood, and spirit. When we leave in this world to go to heaven, you must leave by water, blood, and spirit. In that world, when we came here and was born here, we moved from the womb into this world. You come out of the mother womb and you look around and you have a crib. It was waiting for you even before you got there. It was prepared for your arrival. You start to realize, didn't know I was coming. How did you know I was a boy in the big blue? How do you have this here? How do you have these toys here? He's trying to figure out what it is. Like these people are coming. I see my father, he had to drive a car. He's too small to drive a car, but I have a toy car. Getting me ready for the big car when the time comes. I'll grow up to get that. You understand? So he realized now, everything, he in baby form, baby stage, and he dealing with everything in a baby way. How did the father and they know? The doctor knows the signs and the symptoms, like birth pains. The earth is in labor. Things are going to happen. And they begin to see, look at the stage we at. When he arrived here, he had his crib, he had bed, he had everything, he had toys, he had everything. Because why? We know he was coming. We prepared for his coming here. Because we know he have to leave the womb. He wasn't ordained to live his life in the womb. We know he had to depart that world, exit that world, and he had to come out through by water, blood, and spirit. And to leave this world, he had to leave by the same thing and make an exit to the other world. The same way, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And I will come and receive you unto myself. And then he tells us, How we'll know the sign of the coming? When you see the Son of Man coming in a cloud and power and great glory, look up and lift up your head, your redemption's right now. You see? Right now you're groaning, waiting for the full redemption, the adoption, the full redemption, you're groaning. So here and now, we are going through these things. So he ain't end up there floating around. They know he was coming. How did a million people know Brother Branham is about to come this morning? And before you can bat your eye, he was from here to here. And all of them come out, our precious brother, our precious brother. After a while, they recognize me. I preached in this one here. Look, my wife here. Look, this one here. He's seen everything. What kind of communication system informed them of his arrival? When you go in the airport and somebody coming from away, and you know when they're coming? And you know flight number? And you, when you go by the airport, you know which part of the airport they must come through when they leave customs, and you're in position to see them come out? Of course. The things that are not seen were made to be understood by the things that are seen. This is the key. This is the key. That's why we're not walking blind. That's why we're walking with confusion of mind. The same way that we know he was coming, and the mother had the bottles, she had the thing. When the come, she's like, oh God, I have nothing, no hot water for the child. The child sleeping like, oh, the child have gas now. The child needs some warm water. The child need this, you know, I need to get the child getting alcohol. The nose getting stuff up. I need to keep him comfortable. Share everything. The nurses just train the mothers, especially who are having the first set of children. They say, now learn to breastfeed. You have to do so and so, you have to do this here. When you hear the cry, after a while she knows that cry is a mosquito by the child. If they're hungry. She knows this one, the child hungry, calling for food, for milk. It's a feeding time. She gets sensitive to the cry. See? So this is these things now is the same way. When he arrived there, they at the arrival place. They begin to greet him. They begin to see. He begins to see the ones that he born amongst and grew up that is over there. Yeah. Because they are the first ones informed. Yeah. You see? So when he come in among them, he realized, he get the realization of like, I hear about these things. I've heard, but now I see. I'm here, now I understand. And it's just from here to here. The same like the eagle, it come there. And in the same way, like our earthly journey, and we go to our eternal destination. Job stood there, and Job had the greatest vision, the secret of life after that. When it struck Job, Job cried out, oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. That they were graven with an iron pen and lead in the rock forever. For I know that a Redeemer liveth. No, I didn't say that. My Redeemer. My, me, personal. To say you're a Redeemer, you have to be considered in redemption. It means you have to be an attribute in the name of the Lamb of Life, and you have to have a theophany if you're talking redemption. If you're talking salvation, foolish virgins, they're going to get eternal life at the second resurrection. Souls under the altar, they get eternal life at the second resurrection. You see? But the blessed and holy is you are part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death have no power. Why? Because you already have the second birth. And once you have the second birth, you can't have the second death. But the man who died the first death, and he can die a second death if he don't have nothing inside of there. The soul that sinneth shall surely die. Amen. And that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself. And mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. That is enough to read. Job saw his pre-existence when God took him back before there was even a world. Where he was in the eternal thoughts of God. I've had Paul come after and say, we have chosen Christ before the foundation of the world. We are predestinated. Our names are put in that Lamb's Book of Life. Then we come to the place, as Paul says, we in times past, we walk after the course of this world. But now, God, rich in mercy, has come and quickened us and raised us up, and in the ages to come. So in times past, now, and the ages to come. You look back and see where you come from. where he was in the thinking, here in your earthly journey, and you look and see all the way into the future home by virtue of you discovering your name in the book and receiving grace and power through the new birth to overcome in this age, to grow up into Christ, who is the head. So it's a great thing here this evening, and may God bless each and every one of you and all you young ones and all you who listening who have not even been baptized in Christian baptism. Know that that's a burial. You must come to the place where you go down to be identified with this one who came and died and was buried and rose and shown himself alive. And even this last day has done these things, that we know Jesus is not a dead Jesus. That's why we are alive. That's why we too have been quickened and raised up and come conscious to live and walk in this realm, no compromise, with conviction and purpose. So my brothers and sisters, many of you here this evening, that door is a closing door. You see this last year going here, I've been hastening, going in, come out. Why am I doing that? I like to travel? This is a thing weighing you down. This is a thing constantly, you have to try to stay in a certain atmosphere because he cut the work short in righteousness. And if the days weren't cut short, not even the elect would be saved, he says. But he had to cut the work short, but then it is moving with speed. That's why God opened up channels and mediums to send the word into the world with such quickness. So by God's grace, let us pray. Beloved Jesus, we stand here this evening, gathered with our beloved brothers and sisters of like precious faith. The evening sun is setting. Lord, as the sunset came upon his life. And dear God, here we are removing the remains, the body that you had prepared for his earthly journey. But dear God, knowing that no one takes that body that came born of a woman anywhere, even that body is raised back up, is coming back up by the spoken word. It because it turned back to dust, to rotting. And it comes back like when you call Adam from the dust of the earth. It wasn't a body that came through a woman. And in the resurrection, Lord, it's a body that coming by the spoken word from the dust. That's why it's been sown, a mortal body. Lord, that carries the negative, the reflection of that theophany. Lord, like when your prophet saw hope, his beloved wife, she still had the brown hair. She still had the eyes and everything. He realized everybody's not the same over there. They are different sizes. Lord, they are different heights and everything else. Oh, God, because you are God of variety. You make each one in their own unique way. That is what you say. We are peculiar people. Lord, because there's no two like the same. Each one is a designer original. Have their own eyes, their own voice, their own fingerprint, everything else. Their own place mapped out in the body for them. Precious Lord, may these things so inspire our heart and we catch the reality of these things, Lord, and may quicken our faith and lift us up into the realm where we can see these things, Lord, with such clarity that we're walking it, Father. Lord God, this evening as we come, Lord, to take the old pest house, the house of clay, Lord, that which, Lord, was subject to sin, sickness, old age, and death. But Lord, when it's raised in the resurrection, the last trump, Lord, it will be raised into glorification. They'll come back, seven messengers, and the overcomers would come back. And their God, the dead in Christ, the ones that was considered in the redemption, they'll all rise together. And we who are alive and remain unto that coming, Lord, we shall not sleep. We shall all be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air and so be ever with the Lord. Let that hope be real. Let it be a spirit-quickened faith in the hearts of everyone this evening that they will not want to be left back. Lord, even as we saw Jonah getting the dream and Pablo's friend who's right here getting the dream also, Oh God, you give one, Lord, walk in the light, and one yet to walk in the light. And I've been admonishing these young men, walk, pick up the slack, step in the air, make the decision now. Oh God, and anyone here this evening, I pray for sovereign grace would come down there, God, in this late hour, that you will touch them in a special way. You will convict their hearts. They will not be able to sleep tonight and just push these things off away somewhere. It will come back with them in the morning when they get up. It will be with them through the day. Oh God, may go to the place until they recognize it's you, Lord, bringing them to a place of full surrender like you did to Jacob at Peniel. Oh God, you give them a new walk, a new name, a new talk, dear God. Lord God, you know to bring every Jacob to the place where you can make them an Israel, where you can break the vessel and put on the potter wheel and make it anew, where the old things pass away and all things become new. Grant it, Father, this evening. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We thank you for his life. We put the remains like a book that is closed and put on a shelf. Oh, God, like an old coat he wore, Lord, and we put it in the hall of memory. But, dear God, we carry the precious memories, the revelation of who he was, the revelation of this eternal life, the revelation, oh God, of what is happening in this hour, in the gathering of the bride and the preparing of the bride, Lord, receiving translation faith, oh God, in this hour, by these divinely revealed mystery truths, Lord, taking the amnesia away and making us know as we were known. May you grant it, Father. We praise your mighty name for the wonderful day, the wonderful time that you have given unto us, and the reality and the quickening power that is upon us, and the nearness of the angel of God encamping round about us. Oh God, you know, you anoint the singers to sing and to create that atmosphere. Lord God, let everyone who is here under the sound of this voice this evening be touched, Lord. Lord God, Lord, as the song says, he touched me, he touched me. I know the joys that fill my soul, something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me whole. May you give that special touch to one that might be praying in their heart right now, to one that might feel convicted, to one that might realize that they need this, Father. Oh God, Lord, they cannot come to you, but you have come to them this evening. May, oh God, they reach out and touch you. May they take a hold of you like that woman who is your blood, oh God. And Lord, she felt virtue coming from you and change her condition, oh God. She left that place different. So let it be, Father. We pray and we ask these things this evening. We thank you, Lord, for all that is here, every family represented, every father, every mother that have children that is struggling in some way and they have a prayer in their heart. Lord, unite. Lord, may the angels of God write these things down and may it be in your book of your remembrance. Oh God, that Lord, when it comes before you like Ahasuerus, the king in the kingdom, couldn't sleep that night, and he sent for the chronicles, and he began to find things inside of the air. Oh God, that needed his divine attention. Oh God, that he can attend to it and do something for those people. So let it be even now, Father, we pray, for the glory of God, in the almighty name of Jesus Christ. And as your servant, Father, I pray and ask these things unto your glory and for the benefit of all your children standing here. The Lord God, those that I need, Lord, you said you shall supply every need, and it's impossible for you to lie. And we are convinced you are able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even think. So we thank you, and we give you praise and honor and glory. And may we know, dear God, Lord, we who are getting ready to leave this world, that preparation for our arrival has been made there as preparation for arrival to come into this world was made also at our arrival and now soon for our departure. We thank you. Like Paul, we look at that grave today and we can say, oh grave, where's your victory? You have no victory because Jesus is very evidence. We have the keys of hell and death in the grave. Oh God. And that fear of death, oh God, Father, you took this stinger. The bee might bounce and make noise and fly with the same intensity and ferocity, but Jesse can't sting because he only had one stinger and you took it, dear God. And Lord God, we can say, oh, death, where's your sting? We ain't afraid of you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, we see the resurrected one, the one Peter saw, that the Lord could lay down his life when Herod thought he could kill him. He was under spoken word promise. Oh, God. And Lord, they couldn't touch him. And when he became an old man, he said, the Lord, show me. I must put off this tabernacle shortly. But as long as this tabernacle, I'll keep in remembrance. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty in the mount. When we saw Moses and Elijah came, when we saw Jesus glorified, when we saw his dunamis, his power and his coming, his parousia. Oh, God. Father, what a thing, Lord, a witness. It was more real then. As an old man, he had grown in the knowledge of it. He was no longer afraid or scared. We thank you, Lord. Bless your children in Jesus' wonderful and precious name. And Lord God, as we would put the remains there as sowing a seed, and then in the lane of the wreaths, let everyone with a wreath, who is to lay that wreath, have the consciousness that, like when these great presidents and different ones come, and these big important people in the world, they come to the place where the soldiers, a memorial is there for them, where they fought, and they put it up and they lay a wreath in respect that the country is a free country because people gave their lives, people fought, are patriotic in service for the country. So, dear God, for this great cause, those who fought, Father, they are laying that, Lord, knowing that they left victorious. They didn't leave this world defeated. And so, dear God, on that day, the real prize will come when we come for the rewards and the names are being called. And the prophet said, I didn't think I would have to go. But then he heard William Branham. Oh, God. He heard Brother Neville. He heard the different ones being called. Lord God, we live knowing that there's a reward for the overcomers. We thank you, Lord. May we live this life consciously. And may you have your blessed way. We come in all things. And Lord, when we have to leave this evening, after we do these things, Lord, may you take each one in the place back to the, if they have to go home, but there's meals prepared, there's food and fellowship and singing and rejoicing, Lord, up at that church there, we can go and sit and relax and have a refreshing time and some good food and relaxation and fellowship. Oh, may you just have your way and then take each one in peace and safety for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise his wonderful name.
When the redeemed wash like snow, free from all sin. How we will shout, how we will and how we will sing when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in. Wash like snow. Oh, the city will be rolling. When the
invitation.
Blessed of the Lord.
How we will shout,
how we will sing,
how we will sing. eternity. And by faith we can see it afar.
And by faith we can see it afar.
For the Father
is so good
to prepare us. Dwelling place, yes. In the sweet,
in the sweet, by and by, we shall be on the beautiful shore.
In the sweet,
in the sweet,
by
and by, we shall be on the beautiful shore.
We shall beautiful show.
We shall sing on the beautiful
the show. Melody, a song of the blessed.
The song of the blessed.
And our spirit shall sorrow no more.
And our spirit shall sorrow no more.
Not a sigh for the blessing of rest.
Not a sigh for the blessing of rest.
Oh, in the song of the blessed.
And
our spirit shall sorrow no more.
And our spirit shall sorrow no more.
Not a sigh for the blessing of rest.
Not a sigh for the blessing of rest.
In the sweet.
In the sweet. By and by. We shall be.
And the blessing that
hallows it.
In the sweet.
In the sweet. By and by.
We shall meet
on the beautiful shore.
In the sweet.
In the sweet.
By and by.
By and by. We shall meet on the beautiful shore.
In the sweet
by and by.
And now we're going to have the wreath laying ceremony.
Soldier of the cross, a mighty general.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We just want to close in a word of dismissal, and we'd like you to know that when we leave here, there's food up at the church there for everyone. You know, you're more than welcome to be there, to come and be with us and fellowship and, you know, enjoy some good food. And we just want to give God thanks for this day. Amen. Almighty God, Father, we thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy towards us. Lord, the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, you said your ways are past finding out, Lord. You see, one time Hezekiah asked for more days and it brought great destruction, O God. You and your great mind and your great will and purpose concerning our lives, Lord. In your foreknowledge, O God, you know who's best. And so we accept your will, O God, even as when Jesus Christ was here, he says, not my will, but thy will be done. He said, no man take my life, but I lay it down. Lord, so too, your son, Lord, we've seen a life, O God, where he gave his life, O God, for the cause of Christ, Lord. And part of that journey, O God, was to end with suffering, O God. And he said, truly, O God, the sufferings of a righteous man, O God. And Lord, how he was like gold. We heard that sermon today, like gold tried in the fire, O God, to come out of purity, Lord, to reflect deity, Lord. Father, we pray, O God, that you bless each and every one that is here today, Lord, that has been affected, O God, by this life and by the word that has been spoken to us, O God, the words that can give eternal life, Lord. Say, how shall we save? By the foolishness of preaching, O God. Lord, we pray that those, O God, who are here with hearken unto that word today, Lord, and we don't know the day or the time, O God, when our portion of life on this earth will be up, Lord, and so how we want to live our life with purpose and meaning and objective, Lord, that you could be glorified in it, Lord. It's a lay up treasures in heaven, Lord, because we want to be like Abraham, O God, seeking a kingdom, O God, that is not of this world, O God, whose maker is not of this world, Lord. Lord, we pray, O God, your blessing upon each and every one that is here today. Bless and strengthen, O God, all those, O God, who sorrow, and let them know, O God, that we have a hope, Lord. And he, O God, gave his life to live in your service, and so too, if anything that he did had meaning, O God, is what he did for the cause of Christ. And so too, we want to do that. We pray, O God, that you take us in peace and safety. Bless each and every one here today, O God. We thank you for the grace that you give us today and your love that you pour upon us, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Until we hear the last drum song, in a moment we'll all be gone. Across the continental divide, we do over on the earth. Until the morning breaks eternal bright, we'll all be there. We don't want to say goodbye, we just want to say until the end, the last drum song in a moment.
In a moment, we'll all be glad.
Across the continental divide,
we'll meet you over on the other side.
Until the morning
breaks eternal brightness, we'll all be there. We don't want to say goodbye, we just want to say
in a moment
we'll all be glad.
Across the continental divide.
you want.